I'm from a mining town in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Idaho Springs, okay.
There's a legend from the mining days, not so much anymore, just because there's like a bunch of machinery down the mines, and it's not, I mean, just like people just don't notice anymore. Yeah. But back in the mining days when they would have these like long stretches, like long,
tunnels,
long tunnels that they had dug into the mountain, miners would begin to hear these knocks inside the walls, inside the stone. And they, like, it was almost as if like someone was on the other side of the stone, like knocking on it. And they didn't think it was as creepy as we do, but it was almost as if, like, there was another person on the other side, like, knocking on it. And, but they would, like, follow these knocks, like, they would echo down caverns, and, like, they thought they would, like, hear them down these tunnels, and so they would follow them. And then sometimes they would lead to, like, veins of gold, and then other times the walls would cave in, and, yeah, and so they named a bar after it in the town, and then the bar makes this beer that has a friendly Tommy Knocker on it. That's the mascot, and they make all this great beer.
What do Tommy Knockers look like?
Apparently they're like leprechauns almost, or dwarves. They're more like dwarves.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, and the way like they represent it on the beer bottle is like a little like dwarf. Looking guy with, like, a miner's helmet. Tommyknockers, I mean, we had always known the Tommyknocker legend just by having, like, lived there. But then, I think Dean Koontz wrote a book about Tommyknockers. It doesn't have to do with, like, the exact legend. It's more or less like a leprechaun movie. But it's pretty much indigenous to, I've never heard everyone else is pretty new to the story.
Cool.
I mean, even people down in Denver don't know about Tommyknockers. Like, it's just pretty much, like, people from that county know about Tommyknockers because most of their, like, parents work in the mine.
Oh, okay.
Or in the quarry. And, yeah, I've never heard... I mean, I never really shared the story that often, but I've never heard of anybody actually knowing what Tommyknocker is.